As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Holy Thursday, April Fool's Day, April the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Certainly some good news in the gold market this morning. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where our computers are attacked on a regular basis. Can't believe it. I mean to tell you, 15 minutes ago, I got nailed big time once again, now only with the laptop. I'm still broadcasting with a laptop and a headset, but I can tell you, we slid into the bell. We got connected just as the bumps were coming on. And anyway, we are up. We are live. We are on the air. You can't stop this guy. There's a revolution in the air. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Get off my computer, whoever you are. Leave me alone. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call in now throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Unless you happen to be working for the CIA or somebody this morning, you're really bugging me. I tell you what, folks, this is getting old and expensive. I can't stand it. Anyway, with all that said, let's continue along here. You can also send your ideas for guest show topics and news, as long as you're civil, to me via email. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. What a morning I have had. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You know, we do have show archives available on DVD discs, data discs. If you'd like to get a copy of our entire last year's broadcasting, you can do that. If you have your pencils and paper handy, I'm going to try and remember to mention this throughout the broadcast a few times. But you can send an email to our archivist at show.archive@gmail.com. show.archive@gmail.com. And he'll tell you how you can go about getting one of these DVDs in your mailbox for the whopping sum of $10. Those that have already looked at it, I certainly have. It's a delightful production. He's got everything there, including the archive description page, so that you can facilitate the archives from your laptop or your mobile devices or whatever you do. Take it with you on the road, but that's an option that's out there. Again, a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, all, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065. The call-in information and so much more are available right there for your use on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning spike upward in early trading. That was good news. Crude oil and the U.S. dollar index trade higher. That's good news. Well, we'll be right back and start today's broadcast after these messages from our sponsors.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. cPanel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With cPanel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your cPanel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the Fool's Day. Boy, I must be a fool to be on air this morning. April the Fool's Day, Holy Thursday, if you want to go that route. April the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come at you live, doing everything we can to be on the air Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Shared a brief lament there in the opening segment about the assaults upon my computing systems that I've been enduring for the last month, and it's getting really old. I don't know what's going on, folks. I would like to think that I'm not conspiratorial, but I'm getting to the point now where I'm thinking that someone is doing this intentionally, and they know the schedule, and they're doing every possible thing they can do to keep me off the air. I hate to think that's the truth, but it's starting to shape up that way. Let's go into the market report. A little bit of new news, good news here. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Holy Thursday as we're moving towards the Ishtar weekend. Gold trading up $10.20 an ounce, trades at $123.80, and maybe you saw it as well on the Kitco charts this morning. Everything was going along ho-hum, doldrum, and then all of a sudden a straight-up spike. Boy, it was nice. I was sitting there watching it as it developed, and it was certainly nice. About three moves, and we moved up $10. Silver moved up 39 cents this morning at $17.87 a troy ounce for that beautiful silver round bullion coins. The platinum this morning moves up well. $14 at $1,657 an ounce, and palladium up strong as well, moves up $11. You know, that's percentage per percentage. It's higher gain than the gold has made this morning. It's moved up even more strongly than platinum has moved up. But it's up $11, trades at $489 an ounce. So things are looking dandy in the precious metals this morning. The highs and the lows in the gold spot markets at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago. We're going to probably make some higher gains than this today. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But somebody's in the market, and they're going straight up with the price. The highs and the lows in the gold spot market, pretty nice spread shaping up, $15. $1,110.90 for a low, $1,125.80 for a high. But at $1,123.80, your gold is up year-to-year $196.70 for a 21.21% return on your investment. Probably the boys in London have little to do with the spike this morning. The London Gold Fix, the London Bullion Market Association, boy, there's a lot of news out about that. I'd play the clip, but I don't even dare. There's some really good stuff coming down the pike from the LBMA, some exposés that everyone should be paying attention to. I wish I had more information on that to share with you this morning, but I don't. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,116, and gold buyers just thumbed their nose at that and went straight up. The SPDR Gold Shares, this doesn't seem to be part of this, tracking their website this morning, got up about 6 o'clock to start the day, but they're steady at 1,129.82 tons. Of course, you know, if you look at it and follow it as we have been morning after morning, holding that many tons of gold, you know, they make a whole chunk of change when these little spikes occur. And this morning, their holdings are valued at $40.5 billion. $40.5 billion. That's a couple of shekels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday 51 points, if you want to say it that way, at 10,857. The NASDAQ was off 13 at 2398, and the S&P 500 closed down 4. This morning, big move in crude oil, unfortunately not down, but up, goes up 87 cents a barrel. At $84.63 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, that's coming close to $85 a barrel, folks. You're going to see it at the pumps, guarantee it. The U.S. dollar index moves up by 14 basis points. What's up with all this? The U.S. dollar index should have been down by all reason. And, of course, this is not a reasonable market. This thing is so rigged, it's worse than a clipper ship. Anyway, the USDX up 14 basis points, trades at 81.19. And, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange, but everything seems to be going up in the foreign exchange, not down. The Canadian loonie up 0.38% or 38 basis points at almost parity with the U.S. dollar at 99 cents. The Mexican peso, still on the high side of 8 cents, comes up 45 basis points, 8 cents a pop for pesos. Fill up your pockets. There's 12.3185 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning goes down 24 basis points, the only loser in our little basket of currencies here. The euro moves down 24 basis points and trades for $1.35 U.S. Keep your eyes on the euro. We're still not out of the woods with all the little pigs yet. The British pound moves up 39 basis points, trades at $1.53 U.S. If you're going to go to London this morning, and good morning, Captain Proton, and all the rest of you all over there. If you're going to London this morning, your British pounds are going to cost you $1.53 apiece. And the Swiss franc, still moving up, even though we've read stories in the past about how they were interested in bringing down the value of the Swiss franc, but it's moved up 39 basis points, and it's trading at 95 cents U.S. So that's the Forex market. Now let's go into the bonds, the two-year bond today. The yield on those bonded indebtedness, those treasuries, 1.02%. The 10-year is yielding 3.85. That's still a high number. And the 30-year bond is yielding 4.73% in the mortgage pit. We're looking at 15-year mortgages moving down from 4.46% a month ago to 4.36%. And going the other direction, the 30-year moves up from 5.08% to 5.12%. And that's the market news for today. Of course, you'll probably hear quite a bit of other information. I had a browser full of material, and unfortunately, like I said, I got a spike just before the broadcast. It wasn't a spike. All of a sudden, things just started to unravel, and it was unbelievable. But anyway, I was able to just barely get on air this morning. We would have had nothing but dead air and everybody trying to figure out where's Mr. Will. Well, I'm here, and I'm here every single day, folks. But sometimes the system just doesn't want me to be here. Anyway, let's go back in and start a little bit more, take on a little bit more from the idea of natural law, and then we're going to go into some other things. I want to talk about sovereignty for a bit, too, as well. But the way in which natural law seeks to do this, and again, this is just a tag on to the talk that we've given on it in the past, carrying on right where we left off, if it is a natural law for a man to act in a certain way, you remember what we've been talking about is that you could take the natural law and virtually it's a mirror of who we are and whose we are. But it's a kind of a mirror of us. You know, man moves, man breathes, man drinks, man eats, man procreates, man excretes, all that stuff. But if it is a natural law for a man to act in a certain way, and this is something which observation can reveal, in other words, you can just look and see for yourself. And that's some of the things that the ivory tower people won't do. The green weenies won't actually, even though they champion Gaia, even though they champion the great environment, they just don't ever seem to get out of their offices and go look outside. If they stood outside for any length of time at all, they'd realize that about 90% of what is presented as fact is nothing but fiction. And maybe they would come to their senses, but... Well, we'll have to pick up the rest of that rant on the natural law on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we're back again, and now we're going to continue with this, looking at this natural law. Remember, we're looking at three different basic formats or formulas. Let me see if I can jump back on this again. We're looking at the theory of natural law, the imperative theory, and the realist theory, these various theories in law that really have shaped so much of what we consider to be law and legislation and public opinion. Belief systems really are strong, and they influence education and what is taught at the various schools, universities, etc., and the various theorists. You know, once you get into this idea, you have a theory in your mind, it's so difficult to break out of it. That's why we try not to lock in on any one topic on this broadcast, because when you lock in on one thing, too often you lock out others. And if we're really on a quest for truth, and I believe we are, all of the listeners are looking for some truth from time to time. And if we're doing that, then we need to keep our minds freed up so that we can absorb new information as it comes along and relate that to the other information that we've had. None of us know all the truth. None of us have all of the answers. And so we're all just trying to build things. And when I discover that I'm in error someplace, and there is a thread that I'm finding that I didn't quite have as well as I wanted to have it in my mind, now I'm going back and I'm having to restudy and look at that. And I'm sure it happens in your life too. Things that you're confident you have it just right, and then more new discoveries come along and it upsets it. So you've got these three basic theories, and one of them is the natural law theory. And I'm a real proponent of the natural law theory. I believe that if you step outside your door and just look at what the creation tells you and listen and quiet yourself, you'll have more truths being given to you every moment than you're ever going to get out of the books. But unfortunately, some of these ivory tower people get up there and they go down these rabbit holes. And once they get on them, you know, like Al Gore with his man-made global warming, you know, he can't backtrack from that, because if he does, his credibility around the planet will be worth nothing. There's very little credibility in my mind anyway. But he'll just have to live and die by it. And that's, I think, the wrong approach. But anyway, so going back again, if it is a natural law for man to act in a certain way, and this is something which observation can reveal. Now, notice that this is an if-then argument. If this is this and that is that, then he ought morally to act in this way. So we're setting up these basic, fundamental, basic principles. You know, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I don't know how many thousands of these little booklets I've given out, the Citizens' Rule books. But this is a little teeny book. You can hold it between your thumb and your forefinger, and it's just as light as can be. It doesn't have a moral code in there. It doesn't have an ethical code in there. It doesn't have rules for how you live your daily life. It was never intended to stand by itself. It was only intended for really a very strongly Protestant people who had come from England and Europe, Western Europe, early on in our development, to find a place where they could express themselves from a religious standpoint in a certain venue. And you go away from that, and then this system that we've established starts to fall down, because it takes moral people who have a common heart, if you will, a common mind, in order for us to live in harmony together. So you deviate from that. You go into this multicultural thing, and it makes it exceedingly difficult for us all to live together in harmony. And harmony really is something that I think is the real goal for people living in proximity one with another. But continuing, it says, if, for example, it is a natural law for mankind to reproduce itself, in other words, man moves, man drinks, man eats, man excretes, and then ultimately when the infant grows, man procreates. And here the author, and this is out of Salmond on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition, this edition published in 1967, I believe it was. If that's the case, if it is, for example, a natural law for mankind to reproduce itself, then men should beget children. Where it's, you know, it says be fruitful and multiply. It would be no more right for a man to act contrary to this law than for trees not to bear fruit, for each would be acting contrary to their nature. And if we look at what's happening in China with the one-child policies and that sort of thing, and you certainly go up and look at Blacklisted News and see what Michael Vail and Doug Owen have put together there at roguegovernment.com. Look at all the various news hounds websites, Mike Chambers. You'll find plenty of evidence of this. The Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, all that, you know. You look at this, and every time man goes in and tries to go against the natural law, doesn't do what he ought do, and does what those, let's say, in power want them to do. This is that legal positivism that's attacking natural law. Every time we allow ourselves to go down that goat rope, then we have nothing but problems. They're experiencing in China. They experience it in many places in the Orient. We're having trouble with it here. The whole concept of abortion on demand, all of that, it just causes nothing but problems for the people. And it will be short-lived, because a law that cannot be obeyed will not be obeyed. Anything that really violates the natural law, the very basic fundamental principles of what it is to be man or homo sapien, anything like that will not last. It cannot last. It can't be enforced. It always has to have a jackboot grinding on your throat. So, continuing, he says, it would be no more right for men to act contrary to this law than for trees not to bear fruit, for each would be acting contrary to their nature. It's the nature of man. If it weren't for the sexual desire, it would be almost impossible, probably, to get children to move away from their parents' home and hearth. It's that desire to engage in intercourse and procreate that drives a young man away from his father's hearth and to set up his own place so that he can begin his own family. And it's totally natural. It's exactly the way we were created. Now, many of you have heard me talk about the philosophical radicals. We started out this way every day, that this is the home of philosophical radicalism, and I use that intentionally to stir up your pure, your powerful, and your positive mind to that phrase. What is philosophical radicalism? When I came across that, it was an aha experience. And I then started to research, and I found that this was Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, John Stuart Mill's father, and others at a specific time in England where they began to essentially codify and radically alter the laws of England. And that impacts us even today. The whole idea of the communitarian movement can be sourced right back to that incident and Jeremy Bentham. So here for now, the author continues, Bentham, who regarded natural law as nothing but a phrase and natural rights as nonsense on stilts, considered that natural law reasoning resulted from confusing scientific laws with moral and legal laws. Jeremy Bentham regarded the natural law as nothing but a phrase. You can see the deleterious effect or impact that would come about in society, such as it has, when you start to walk away from the natural law as nothing more than, and natural rights being nothing more than nonsense on stilts, as he said, considering that natural law reasoning resulted from confusing scientific laws with moral and legal laws. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in numbers in the Austin, Texas area are 512-904-8014. If you have unlimited long distance or are living in the Austin, Texas area, feel free to use that line. And internationally and around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Brian called in and then dropped just before the break. But, Brian, if you'd like to call back in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Continuing again. Scientific laws describe what generally does occur. Now, again, we're working from the mind of Jeremy Bentham, the philosophical radicals of England. Scientific laws describe what generally does occur. Moral or legal laws prescribe how men should behave. Not an oughts, but should. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You've heard that before, all right? The law of gravity, for instance, is a general description of how things do behave, and any discrepancy between the law and observed phenomena means not that the law of gravity has been broken, but that our theory of gravity must be revised to fit the facts. And there is truth to that from a scientific standpoint. You know, just because we've got this worked out in a way that we understand and we can see and it's reliable, blah, 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 doesn't mean that we understand everything perfectly. as science has continued to just open up new doors and new doors and new doors, we're going to have to reevaluate and continually reevaluate our formulas and our facts, if you will, our science, our theories, to reflect what we actually know to be more accurate information. So there is a lot of truth to that. But then he continues here. He says, accordingly, it's fallacious to argue from natural laws of a scientific type to natural laws of a moral type. To say that it is natural law for man to have children means merely that this is his general tendency, not that he is under any moral or legal duty to conform to this tendency. And here, John Salmon is going to attack him a little bit here, but I will, before John, I'll jump in a little bit here. You're welcome to call in on this if you're at all interested in the topic. To say that it's natural law for a man to have children, when we use man, up until we went into this, the bra-burning time period of the 60s and the 70s, it was customary to refer collectively to Homo sapiens as man. We didn't have to get into all this very careful gender dicing. But anyway, to say that it is natural law for man to have children means merely that this is his general tendency, not that he's under any moral or legal duty to conform to this tendency. So what is happening in that idea or that argument, it's the confusion between the individual and the species. About the time man as a species decides he's no longer going to have children, he starts the timeline between that then and that faulty, fallacious decision and extinction. He's not long for the planet. We need to continually reproduce our kind, be fruitful and multiply, or we're gone. We're like the dodo bird. And I've read plenty of Bentham, and I know that he wasn't stupid, but what he was trying to do was to advance new radically philosophical ideas that could be reflected in law. Now, here's what John Salmon says, but this attack is not altogether well-founded. Even if scientific laws are descriptive, it is still open to the natural lawyer to contend that they describe not merely how things do behave, but the manner in which it is ordained that they must behave. And it really doesn't make any difference how the propagandists, how the public relations media spun 9/11. The fact remains, even today, that if you spill coffee regular, that would be cream and sugar in New York, if my memory serves me right. If you spill coffee in New York, the waitress is still going to have to clean it up off the counter and your chair and the floor, not off the ceiling. The laws of gravity work perfectly well in New York today as they did before 9/11, but on 9/11, the laws of gravity were defied. How that happened is any man's guess, but certainly they spun it, and they spun it drastically. But continuing here again, he says, this attack is not altogether well-founded. Even if scientific laws are descriptive, it is still open to the natural lawyer to contend that they describe not merely how things do behave, but the manner in which it is ordained, key phrase there, that they must behave. In other words, he may argue that the Creator, and I love the use of that term, has imposed a law on things, a law to which they, unlike men, are under perfect obedience. And when you're looking at the natural law in my research, the natural law is so fundamental and so basic that one could assert, make a guess, a wild guess, pull it from the air, that these laws are so basic that even they would control the action of the Creator. This is the idea of this overarching law, higher law. Continuing here, in other words, he may argue that the Creator has imposed a law on things, a law to which they, unlike men, are under perfect obedience. It happens the same way every time. You drop a 5-pound hammer off the corner of your anvil, and if your toe happens to be under that point, the hammer will fall on your toe and it's going to hurt like crazy. And it does it every time. You pick up something that's too hot out of the forge, and it burns the heck out of your hands, and the next time you'll use tongs. Every time. Discrepancy between observed phenomena and the law of gravity would then mean simply that we had not yet succeeded in accurately discovering the law actually ordained. In other words, we're not perfect in all of our discovery yet, and we may never be. One would hope that we never are, that there's always more room for discovery. But we should be looking towards real science, empirical science, as opposed to the hypothetical science advanced by the Green Agenda. Here, then, is no necessary confusion of scientific and moral law. Moreover, such criticisms overlook the teleological flavor. That's a delightful study. Teleology. It's teleology, or teleological. Man is teleological in nature. He moves towards the things that he imagines. This is the idea of the law of attraction. And there are many philosophers that followed that line of reasoning. The teleological flavor of natural law thinking. To the Greeks, it seems, regular occurrences such as the growth of acorns into oaks were more than just examples of regular behavior patterns. They exemplified the fulfillment of a natural function. Once I was sitting outside the cabin on a sunny day, and I was thinking to myself, if I were the creator, let's say, and I was going to create life, all the life on the planet Earth, would I come planting trees and stuff like that? Would you transport oak trees? It's like the chicken and the egg story. Would you come with a Noah's Ark full of a bunch of chickens and ducks and pigeons and goats and sheep and cows? No. You don't transport the adults, you transport the seed. It only makes sense, especially if you're doing interstellar travel. You need a relatively small box to bring all of the seed stock to populate a planet. It would take a colossus. Noah would never have been able to do what they claim he did in the Bible if they'd done it the way that the Hebrew boys styled their story of creation. Never would have happened. No way. That whole Noah's Ark story is just fraught with error. But that's, you know, time changes. And I can say that in all boldness, even on Holy Thursday. Moreover, such criticism again overlooks the teleological flavor of the natural law thinking. To the Greeks, it seems regular occurrences such as the growth of acorns into oaks were more than just examples of regular behavior patterns. They exemplified the fulfillment of a natural function. It was regarded as the function of an acorn to develop into an oak. And boy, you get one started, try and stop it. I've got volunteer trees all over my yard. I have to keep cutting them up, digging them up by the roots. Especially anything that travels by the roots and propagates itself that way. Boy, they're hard to get out. It was regarded as the function of an acorn to develop into an oak. Likewise, it was the function of smoke to rise, fire to burn, stones to fall, and so on. Man, too, according to this view, had his own proper function, his own end or goal, which, whether it be regarded as divinely given or not, could be discovered by reason and reflection. We always come back to reason and reasonableness. How does this line up with your thinking? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe what someone else is telling you? I think we should rely more strongly on reason, don't you? We'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself.
Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so if man has his own proper function, his own goal or end, if man has his own goal or end or a proper function that can be discovered by reason and reflection, certainly our founders were well aware of that thought when they said the laws of nature and nature's God, and that all men are created with certain unalienable or unalienable rights, and that governments are instituted among men to protect these rights. If man has a natural end, and our founders were in the process of developing a system of government, a compact with the several states that were being formed then, if there was some natural end that could be discovered by reason and reflection, and that's certainly what the Constitutional Convention was all about, then we might say that there could be systems, if you will, of government that are fully in accord with the natural law, the natural end or goal of man, that could be ferreted out through reason and reflection and then applied, that would yield a harmonious relation not only between man of one country, one tongue, tribe, or creed, but ultimately between all men in perfect harmony, three-part or otherwise. So it's indeed worth noting, back to John Solomon's writings here, it is indeed worth noting how much of these teleological overtones still remain in our ordinary language today. We consider it the function of the white blood corpuscles to kill harmful bacteria, of the kidneys to cleanse the blood of waste matter, of the lungs to oxygenate the blood, and so on. natural law arguments then are of the following pattern. Everything has its proper function, and so to be good of its kind, it must follow this function. Now we'll continue on natural law and the other law theories on future broadcasts. But for today, let's just keep that in mind and think about it. What is the proper end of government? And what is our role as men on this continent seeking harmony with our neighbors? You know, as they say, friends with everyone, enemies with none except at a time of war and not until they attack us. The Bible teaches you have a conflict or a problem with a neighbor, that you're to go and discuss it with the neighbor, and if that doesn't work and get things resolved, then come back with another friend, another witness, and sit down and talk again. If that doesn't work, come back with two or more and do it again, and you keep doing that, and you negotiate all the way up to, as you're walking to the courtroom, before you ever bring it before the quote-unquote bar of justice. I don't think we do that in this country. And we haven't in for a long time. I don't think Western man has done too much of that either. The whole idea of diplomats and diplomacy. I mean, when you have to raise your hands to somebody, when you have to unsheathe your knife, when you unholster your weapon, everything that we are given by our Creator that lies between our ears is set aside. We revert to natural brute beasts, all men at war against all men. That's certainly not progress, growth, or change in my book. Just about anybody with fists can go to it in the schoolyard. But it takes a real man to be able to come to a reasoned agreement with someone else verbally. And I hear from time to time on the radio this talk about sovereign citizens, you know, sovereign man. You know, I spent a few minutes looking at sovereign, go back to Webster's 1828, Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, a huge tome here. I have the Rosalie Slater edition open in front of me, where it starts like this: sovereign, souverain, sovereign. And here's the quote, or here's the inset by Webster. We retain this barbarous orthography from the Norman souverain. Remember William the Conqueror, William the Bastard, the Normans, the Norman invasion of England, Britons. We retain this barbarous orthography from the Norman sovereign. The true spelling would be souverain, from the Latin supernus or super us. A supernus or a super us. French is sovereign or sovereign, and Italian is sovrano, Spanish is, well, I can't even try it. Here's the first sense, meaning and sense of the word sovereign, according to Noah Webster, 1828. Not quite contemporary with our founders, but certainly not too far distant either. Supreme in power, possessing supreme dominion, as a sovereign prince. God is the sovereign ruler of the universe. Did you wake up this morning feeling supreme in power? Are you involved in a marital relationship? Perhaps you have children as well as a husband or a wife. Is there someone in your house that is supreme in power? If you're supreme in power in your household, is there someone that has a lesser supremacy? Let's continue. Two, the second sense, supreme, superior to all others, chief. God is the sovereign good of all who love and obey Him. And this was written a long time ago in a dictionary. Supreme, superior to all others. As you step out of your house and you walk down the street and you wave hi to your neighbors, are you the supreme above all others? Here's the next sense. Supremely efficacious, superior to all others, predominant, effectual, as a sovereign remedy. Here's the next, fourth sense. Supreme, pertaining to the first magistrate of a nation, as a sovereign authority. as you move about in your community? Do you feel as though you are the supreme in the nation? Do you possess a sovereign authority? Does everyone bow their knee and scrape their nose on the ground as you walk by? I think not. It certainly doesn't happen in my life. You could take an attitude like that, but you could probably be quite lonely in life. Here's the next. Sovereign. A supreme lord or ruler. One who possesses the highest authority without control. Some earthly princes, kings, and emperors are sovereigns in their dominions. Here's the second sense. Under sovereign, in the second definition or group of definitions, a supreme magistrate, a king. Do any of these describe you adequately? Sovereignly, supremely, in the highest degree, sovereignty, the supreme power, supremacy, the possession of the highest power or of uncontrollable power, absolute sovereignty belongs to God only. And yet there are those who, rightly or wrongly, state they are sovereigns in this land, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are they sovereigns as individuals, or do they suffer a strong delusion? Let's go over to Black's Law Dictionary, Black's 8th recent edition. They have one more that I haven't acquired yet, the 9th. But here in Black's Law, sovereign as an adjective reads on this wise, of a state. It's characteristic of or endowed with supreme authority, the sovereign nation or sovereign immunity. A sovereign nation or sovereign immunity. Now here, we could look at each of the several states and then say, yes, we have a sovereign state. It's characteristic of or endowed with supreme authority as far as the states is concerned. Whether it be the de jure, legal description, verifiable boundary, state, or whether it be the de facto state as a corporation, if you dwell or domicile within its bounds, its meets and bounds, it has authority, supreme authority, over you and your life and your actions. Here's the next. Sovereign as a noun. A person, body, or state vested with independent and supreme authority. Once again, very troubling. We'll pick up this concept of sovereignty as we begin hour number two. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, Holy Thursday, April Fool's Day, April the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We love to say, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. In the first hour, we started in, continued our studies of the natural law. And folks, if you're just tuning in, not all of our stations, affiliates, carry both hours of this morning's broadcast. But if you're just tuning in, you might access the oraclebroadcasting.com page and there we go. Back again. If you're listening on an AM or an FM broadcasting system this morning and you don't have access to the internet, I'm certainly having trouble having access to the internet today. But if you are, then you might also consider, if you can get to a neighbor or a friend who has an email system, you can send an email. If you have your pencil handy, send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. And for the whopping sum of about $10, you can have a DVD data disc sent directly to your home. If you have a way of playing that, I don't know whether it runs on your MP3 player, or maybe you can even run it in your DVD player. I'm not sure how that works. I don't have those kind of toys. But you can play an entire year's worth of broadcasts and have them in your home. This morning, we started out with the natural law. We continued that from a previous study. And now we're into the discussion on sovereignty, sovereigns. So many times some of the lawmongers and whatnot, the three-corner hat, tricorn folks, the 50 caliber black powder rifle guys, the mourners benches that want to somehow or another go back in time, like to use this concept of sovereign man, you know, sovereign free man on the free land, sovereignty and all of that. Well, I think they might benefit by some dictionary study, and we just did give you the definitions right out of Webster's 18 and 28 in regards to that. And now we're looking at the Black's Law Dictionary 8th edition and looking at it from a law standpoint. What does it have to say? Again, sovereign, and as an adjective, is characteristic of or endowed with supreme authority such as a sovereign nation or sovereign immunity. We've also been hearing about sovereign wealth funds, haven't we? Here's the noun. Sovereign is a person, a body, or a state vested with independent and supreme authority. That "and" is important. Independent and supreme authority. Do you possess, in your life or in your wildest imagination, do you think that any of our founders ever was handing the keys to you to possess independent and a supreme authority in this land. If you do, I'd like to smoke some of what you've been taking. The ruler, here's the second sense under a noun, the ruler of an independent state. The ruler of an independent state. It's also spelled sovereign, and we found that when we looked at Webster's, 1828. Here's the next sense, the next definition, sovereign equality in international law. The principle that nations have the right to enjoy territorial integrity and political independence free from intervention by other nations. We're going to talk more about that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so welcome back to our Holy Thursday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. For the fourth time I've said that this morning. I wish everyone was on board for the full 2 hours, but they're not. So if you've just tuned in, well, thank you for doing so. And our call-in numbers throughout the broadcast are 512-904-8014. If you've got unlimited long-distance access or part of the 512 conspiracy living around Austin, Texas, and internationally around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Agree, disagree, want to put something on the air, certainly feel free to access that number, 866-841-1065. 841-1065. We're talking about sovereignty here in the second hour for a few more minutes. Then we're going to go back in a little bit more deeply in our study of corporations right out of the law textbooks. But we're in the law library right now talking about reading from Black's Eighth Law Dictionary. I was talking to a friend of mine, a lawyer, and basically, in law, this is the language. This is how words are defined. If you go and use Webster's Dictionary in a courtroom, they'll probably look down their nose at you and go, "You must be kidding." That's kind of the way Nancy Pelosi talks. But certainly, we should use Black's Law Dictionary if you're a pettifogger or a lawmonger or your name is Dr. Sam Kennedy. Find out something about sovereignty before you start teaching on it. But anyway, let's go on a little further here. Sovereign equality, the principle that nations have the right to enjoy territorial integrity and political independence free from intervention by other nations. And this, in a bullet point here, right out of Black's Law Dictionary, the United Nations, quote, is based on the principle of sovereign equality of all its members, close quote, United Nations Charter, Article 2, Section 1. Can you believe that, folks? Talking about sovereign equality, political independence. How about interdependence? I think Pinocchio's nose would be growing right now if he was involved in writing the Black's Law Dictionary, but this is the idea. That's the smoke screen. This is the bubble. This is the balloon that's floated. The principle, sovereign equality, the principle that nations have the right to enjoy territorial integrity and political independence free from intervention by other nations. You know, remember how the media and all of the political parties looked down their nose at Dr. Ron Paul when he was espousing his views of non-intervention. I think there's a lot of soundness to the idea of non-intervention if your neighbor happens to like to garden in certain fashion. Maybe he wants to rototill up his useless lawn. That pretty much is property, isn't it? Are you going to go over and get the green Gestapo on him because he rototills his yard and he plants tobacco or something else? Non-intervention is a pretty good place to go most of the time, of course. If you see your wife out in the backyard beating hell out of her, you know, children or something, you might want to intervene on behalf of the child or his wife or his daughter. But then you'll have to explain your point of view and your morality to the judge, no doubt. But anyway, continuing, sovereign immunity. And then they say to go see a immunity. We won't do that. Here's the next one. And this is important. Sovereign people, the political body consisting of the collective number of citizens and qualified electors who possess the power of sovereignty and exercise them through their chosen representatives. Now I think we're getting close to the mark. If we are intent upon restoring a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government here on our shores, between our shores, if we are at all intent on that, and if we want to understand rightly the purpose or the idea of a republic where all of the power resides with the people, we have to use the correct terminology if we want to be convincing in public. And when we go out and we're becoming vocal local and addressing a group or an individual, it's good to have the right place to be. It's good to have the right words in your mind so that you don't come across as a buffoon, I think. And so here, the idea of sovereign people is perhaps the best use of this phrase, sovereign, for our studies. It's the political body consisting of the collective number of citizens. Well, I'm not going to take a voter's registration card. I'm going to rescind my citizenship. I'm going to send back my Social Security card. I want to void out my driver license. Those are all admirable things. But when one does that, you step away from the only chance of remedy. you become basically that lone wolf that they talk about so often on the news. Certainly Janet Napolitano is concerned about those lone wolves that fly their light aircraft into the side of buildings and things. The political body, again, consisting of the collective number of citizens and qualified electors. Now, we know where both citizens and electors come from, right? Right out of the Constitution. They're defined in our system of government. Who possess the powers of sovereignty. This is the whole idea, remember, of the established political party system. It's to gain proximity to or complete control of government or power. They possess the power of that sovereignty, and they exercise them through their chosen representatives to restore a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. There's that representative again. That takes us right back into our study of principles, agents, and third parties, the laws of the corporations. There can be no doubt that the United States of America is a corporation, U.S., the big belt buckle, Abraham Lincoln, and all that stuff. Your state is a corporation, your county is a corporation, so on and so forth. We've been through that. So this idea, then, of exercising those powers through their chosen representatives, and you could choose them by appointment, you could choose them by election, any number of ways of choosing that representative. But here really is the sovereign being used in a proper terminology as it relates to us. Sovereign political power, and there's a C, political power. We'll skip that for now. Sovereign power, the power to make and enforce laws. So your representatives meet in Congress assembled. Your representatives come together as the state representatives. They meet in the state legislature, and they are known, not just in political science, but indeed and in fact, as lawmakers and lawgivers. They truly ought to be representatives. They ought not feel as though they are bound to, just because they're sitting in a deliberative assembly, to create new laws. There's nothing that I've found in the rule book anywhere that says that every time they convene, they need to create more laws. But they certainly have the power to do so. Just as they have the power to repeal laws, they could repeal them too. There could be the lawgiver, the lawmaker, and the law taker away. And boy, I'd like to see more of them elected. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so we're back once again on Holy Thursday, on the eve, if you will, the morning before Good Friday. Now, you always have to tremble and cross your fingers or do whatever it is you do on this weekend, Ishtar weekend. You know, this is a time when things can and sometimes do happen, so we want to be paying close attention to what goes down in the next 72 hours, for sure. But back to our discussion, not to make little of other people's efforts, you know, to try and raise this level of sovereignty up there, but at the same time, to try and reason our way through this. That's what we spoke about in natural law. We should be able to reason our way through some of these various specious arguments and come to some understanding that we're on this planet together. And the idea of having people strutting around as, you know, draped in all their purple and claiming some supreme law of sovereignty to themselves when, you know, they disregard the existence of all the rest of us that live on the planet, it's kind of a bit peculiar. But a sovereign right, let's look at this. We saw that sovereign power is the power to make and enforce laws, and of course, outside of the bounds of your own household or for your own body, you likely possess very little power to make and enforce law. But a sovereign right, here's another one, again working right out of Black's Law Dictionary. We referred to the meanings and senses found in Noah Webster's 1828. Now here, sovereign right, a unique, in other words, there's not another like it, a unique right possessed by a state or its agencies that enables it to carry out its official functions for the public benefit, as distinguished from certain proprietary rights that it may possess like any other private person. Like any other private person. There's a lot of case law to back that discussion up, but it's a unique right, a sovereign right, possessed by a state or its agencies. But of course, when we come under the federal compact, the union, if you will, we're always in this process of tossing all of the rights, you know, going back to Rousseau, tossing all of the rights, the social contract, going back and throwing all of our rights into a hat, from which we can only withdraw those rights that we're willing to extend to someone else. It makes it very difficult, and it was very difficult in the past. It'll be it's very difficult today, and it's likely to be very difficult in the future. If we 50 states each have their own complete system going, that can and sometimes would be antagonistic to their neighbors. It makes the idea of crossing out of Oklahoma into Arkansas to get to Missouri, which would be my direct route if I was coming back from Mike Chambers' place to mine. I'd have to cross into go through three different states. It would be very, very difficult and cumbersome if the laws were so different in each of those three states that I was having to change garments and wear different colors and put on different caps and get out different boxes of paper and so on and so forth to do that. Continuing, sovereign right, again, a unique right possessed by a state or its agencies, note the word agency there, that enables it to carry out its official functions for the public benefit. It's always for the good of the people, right? That's your social and general welfare clauses. Here's another sense. A sovereign state. A state that possesses an independent existence, being complete in itself, without being merely part of a larger whole to whose government it is subject. Hard to make a real strong argument for a sovereign state and say that Missouri is a sovereign state, a state that possesses an independent existence, being complete in itself, without being merely part of a larger whole to whose government it is subject. If you have the Interstate Commerce Act and it's upheld in the courts, it's pretty hard to say that the state of Missouri possesses an independent existence. And that's just but one of the many entangling alliances that have been forged between the states to affect interstate and intrastate commerce, which we'll talk about in a moment when we go back to our study of the corporations. Here's the second sense. A political community, a sovereign state, is a political community whose members are bound together by the tie of a common subjection to some central authority whose commands those members must obey. And so we could say that a sovereign state in this sense would be a political community, either your county or your state, whose members, we would be considered members, perhaps not citizens. But then again, you have to really look at that carefully, because who are the members of a political community? Would that be all the agencies of the corporation? Would that be all the principals, agents, and third parties under the umbrella of your state, whose members are bound together by the tie of a common subjection to central authority? That be your constitution, perhaps, or your county charter, whose commands those members must obey. Must you obey the state patrol? Also termed an independent state. Are we 50 independent, free, and sovereign states grouped together under one compact or covenant, the federal union? Or are we interdependent, interrelated? Just throwing these things out. Telephone numbers, 866-841-1065. Want to chew me out? Add to the discussion. You're welcome to call. Here's another. Part sovereign state. A part sovereign state, a political community in which part of the powers of external sovereignty are exercised by the home government and part are vested in or controlled by some other political body or bodies. Perhaps you could say that each of the several states are part sovereign states because we share exercise of power with the federal union, with the federal system, the federal government. Under the Constitution for the United States of America. Perhaps we are several part sovereign states. Here's another, sovereignty. It's supreme dominion, authority, or rule. Who has supreme dominion, authority, or rule? You champion some kind of state sovereignty, supreme dominion, authority, or rule? Well, if you do, then they point you here to international law, just to get a head up, a checkup from the neck up. Here's a little bit more under sovereignty, popular sovereignty. It's a system of government in which policy choices reflect the preferences of the majority of citizens, a popular sovereignty, sometimes stated as a democracy. I think incorrectly, but certainly could be inferred. So now we have the sovereign people, the political body consisting of the collective numbers of citizens and qualified electors who possess the powers of sovereignty and exercise them through chosen representatives, which we could tie to popular sovereignty, a system of government in which policy choices reflect the preferences of the majorities of citizens. And here I think that we're starting to get very close to what is most likely the truth. As far as that topic is concerned, the supreme political authority of an independent state, the state itself, that's your sovereignty. We'll be back. Stay with us. More to come.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, continuing again, we could throw into the mix here in this next segment the five inductive criteria of logic. This out of Aristotle's logic. The first is relevance. Is there any relevance at all to knowing who or what is sovereign? I think there is, and I think it's very relevant. I think if we don't at least come to an understanding of who we are, and whose we are at the beginning of our studies, we missed a really great opportunity to begin on a sure footing. Like we say before, who am I? Well, who am I to think? Who am I to think that I can? Who am I to think that I can change? Who am I to think that I can change the world? Who am I? And I think more importantly, whose am I? So who is the sovereign? Who exercises supreme control? Who keeps the earth spinning on its axis? Who created this concept, the thing called the thing of gravity, etc.? Who is the top dog here? If you don't know who the top dog is, you might spend some time over this coming few days to think about it, reflect on that, find out who you are, if you can, and whose you are. But certainly, sovereignty plays a big issue in all of this. Here's a little bit more, and we'll go on to other things. Again, this is under the second sense, or the second definition of the term sovereignty in the Black's Law Dictionary, the supreme political authority of an independent state, or the state itself. And here's an inset. It is well to distinguish the senses in which the word sovereignty, capital S here, is used. In the ordinary popular sense, it means supremacy, the right to demand obedience. Although the idea of actual power is not absent, the prominent idea is that of some sort of title to exercise control. An ordinary layman would call that person or body of persons sovereign in a state who is obeyed because he is acknowledged to stand at the top, whose will must be expected to prevail, who can get his own way and make others go his, because such is the practice of the country. Etymologically, the word, of course, means merely superiority, and familiar usage applies it in monarchies to the monarch, because he stands one. So it's a worthy study. It's certainly plenty to think of, but as to being able to assert with any hope that others will respect your desire to assert that you are the sovereign in this country, or in any country, any place on the planet, I think it's going to take more than notarial seals and purple robes or a Title IV flag or a tricorn hat or a 50 caliber black powder rifle to get others to come on board with your concept. Anyway, let's go into corporations a little bit. This out of, again, Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, 1971. We've been talking about the bylaws yesterday and the day before, looking into corporations and their structure. And again, we found, as previously noted, the authors here write that the original bylaws are usually approved by the board of directors. And the power to alter, amend, or revoke the bylaws is also vested in the board, unless reserved to the shareholders by statute or by the articles of incorporation. The opportunity for us to revise our bylaws, the Constitution for the United States of America, or the Constitution for your state, is reserved, really, to the shareholders, we the people. The board of directors can bring them forth as well, make amendment to the constitutions, but they generally require ratification, public vote. A bylaw change must be passed as a bylaw and not as a mere resolution. So when the states are advancing their 10th Amendment resolutions, we need to realize that it's not really changing much. It's just resolving, be it hereby resolved that. The board cannot, however, repeal, amend, or add to the bylaws where such a change will affect the vested rights of a stockholder. Here we begin, the stockholders in these corporations. the owners of the company, really. But we're the stockholders, and therefore our elected representatives cannot repeal, amend, or add to the bylaws where such a change will affect the vested rights of a stockholder. And if and where they attempt it, that would be considered a usurpation of authority. A bylaw is a rule for governing and managing the affairs of the corporation. It's binding upon all of the stockholders, but the provisions of the bylaws are not binding on third parties unless third parties have knowledge of them. So even though we change things here in your state or your county or in your federal government, it didn't necessarily bind on our neighbors to the north in Canada or to the south in Mexico, unless they are aware of them and they consent. Dropping down further here, the bylaws may be used to expand the power of the board of directors or the officers. Since such an expansion reduces the protection of the shareholders, the bylaws should be carefully studied by the investors. Now, certainly, there needn't be anything more profound than that. Certainly, studying your state constitution as though you had made a substantial investment in this corporation called My State, and that any changes or alterations to our bylaws could impact the outcome of my investment, well, then you'd be on the right track, because it is just that very important to do so. Most people haven't, you know, I don't know whether they invest this way or not. They don't look at the prospectus. They don't look at the bylaws of the corporation. They don't look into who are the other owners who, in the idea of many different ways of owning corporations, which we'll discuss in greater detail, but they just seem to take their money out of their pocket or their time out of their lives and toss it at something because of the packaging. Continuing, since such an expansion reduces the protection of the shareholders, the bylaws should be covered carefully by the investors, especially in a closely held corporation. You don't think our corporations are closely held? I think they're very closely held. About 4,000 members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, London School of Economics, the Vatican, where do you want to look? I think it's a very closely held corporation. Even though the board of directors is usually given the right to adopt new bylaws or to repeal or add to them, it cannot change the bylaws, respect the limitations of board powers, or eliminate a duty imposed upon the board by the shareholders. So when the Congress sits down and expands its power, that's a time for us to do a heads up. It impacts, it reduces our security, it reduces our investment, it reduces the protection of the shareholder. And it affects us directly. Neither can the board fail to follow the bylaws, because they are, in effect, a contract with the shareholders. And so when we don't study along these lines, we don't think along these lines, we just kind of proceed along willy-nilly. Can there be any doubt that the usurpers would just take anything that they can and throw in there and throw at us? People are all asleep. They're not paying attention. They don't care. It's all a ride. It's just a game. It's a club. As George Carlin says, they got you by the balls. It's a club, and you're not in it. It's the one they use to beat you over the head with. Now let's go into de jure and de facto corporations. A de jure corporation is a corporation which has been formed in compliance with the law authorizing such a corporation. So your state governments, your county governments, your municipal governments, your town governments, the federal governments, these are all de jure corporations when they are corporations formed in compliance with the law authorizing such a corporation. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We institute governments among ourselves. We created the governments. Actually, the states created the federal union, and ostensibly, some of our founders created ostensibly the colonies. But of course, it was the federal union that all of the subsequent states had to make their appeal to in order to become states. So it's hard to say that the people formed the state of Missouri. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
And sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we look at de jure corporations and de facto corporations, and certainly you could type that into your browsers or resource to your, refer to your encyclopedias and dictionaries, finding out a little bit more about these two. That is important. But a de jure corporation is a corporation which has been formed in compliance with the law authorizing such a corporation, whereas a de facto corporation is one which operates as a corporation for all practical purposes, but which has failed to comply with some provision of the law with respect to its creation and thus has no legal right to its corporate existence. Now, compliance is a lot, as they say, but also possession is 9 points in the law. One might not have the right, but one might usurp the right. And if one usurps the right to create a corporation and or doesn't operate according to what has been provided, it could be a de facto corporation, as you might have a de facto state. It looks like a state, smells like a state, sniffs as a state, but it's not a state. its corporate existence can be challenged only by the state itself and not by third parties. And why is that? Well, in corporations are creatures of the state. You appeal, you beg, you plead to the court. You plead to the state, and the state grants you your charter. Your charter. The Magna Carta. Magna Charta. Great Charter. Its corporate existence can be challenged only by the state itself and not by third parties. You're going to have to appeal to the state, but who would you appeal to when you're going to try and challenge the existence of the corporate government called your state, the de facto state? Who would you appeal to? Difficult question. Très difficile. A de facto corporation results where there is a valid law authorizing such a corporation. It was a process that we went through here in Missouri and all the states west of Mississippi to become states, statehood. It's all that homestead activity, you know, wagon trail, wagons west, all of that. And you made application, you pleaded, you begged to the federal union in Congress assembled to accept your petition to become a state. Continuing, the de facto corporation can make contracts, it can purchase and hold real estate, it can sue and be sued in its corporate name, and it can do any and all things necessary to its corporate existence that a de jure corporation may do, but the state may challenge its continued existence or impose other penalties. Interesting, huh? If persons hold themselves out as a corporation, you incorporated, and create liability, you go into a mortgage office and you sign up for a mortgage, and such organization is less than a de facto corporation, they are generally held liable as partners. Did you create the debt with your signature? Did you create the money when you use a check at the grocery? Did you create this contract? You didn't restrict your signature? Well, one of these days I'd like to get Alfred at Desk back on air with us. In some jurisdictions, the stockholders, even of a de facto corporation, are held personally liable like partners for debts incurred by the corporation. Do you see on your congressman's website your share of the personal debt and the debt clock is running like mad? Here you are, being held personally liable like a partner in this corporation for debts incurred by the corporation, your state, or Fed. Some courts, however, hold that the liability rests not upon partnership relationships, but upon the theory that such persons are agents for the other members of a pretended corporation. Such persons are agents. We have principals, agents, and third parties. And when we look at it rightly, in my mind, and I could be wrong, and I could be proven wrong, I'm certainly not the end-all, be-all on any of these topics. I'm, like yourselves, a reader. I just share the stuff that I read on air. But the idea of principals, agents, and third parties, if this is, in fact, a republic or was intended to be, then would it not follow that we are the principals here? And that our representatives are our agents. And whenever and wherever in the course of their discharge of duties, they interact with others, those would be the third parties. And yet, the way that it looks to me is that we are being relegated down to either third parties or agents in this situation, and that the state, which actually employs your representatives, if I got it right, went up and looked at the Missouri Accountability Portal, and not only does the judicial branch get their paychecks from the state, but so do the representatives. Obviously, the state there would be the principal. Your, so to speak, representatives are agents. They're employees of the principal. They're servants to the master. The master is the state. Your representatives are servants to the state. Not to we the people. And we the people had nothing, little or nothing to do with the creation of this de facto state situation that we find ourselves in. We have so much work to do. First, to understand what the problem is, to correctly, like good stewards, like good physicians, to correctly diagnose and analyze and isolate the disease, but then to proceed to effect a cure of that disease. And if we proceed rightly, our cure won't be worse than the disease itself. An armed overthrow might be a rapid rout. You know, that's certainly Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels, revolution and counter-revolution. That was their way of going about it. That was what the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks had in mind. Great loss of life, French Revolution. Great loss of life, always look in the background. Standing behind the corner curtain is the Rothschilds, probably in the Queen of England. And the guy in the fish hat, don't ever forget him, even on Holy Thursday, heading for Friday and Ishtar weekend. But certainly, rapid revolutions can occur, but unfortunately, the cure is worse than the disease. Hard to say that the Romanovs were any worse off than Lenin and Stalin, Trotsky and the rest of the clowns. Khrushchev, Gorbachev, and everybody else that still plagues us today. Oh well. So there's all of that. A problem, this is on the entity disregarded, and we'll just touch on this. We'll come back to it again perhaps tomorrow. A problem similar to that of a de facto corporation arises when a suit is brought to hold the shareholders personally liable for an obligation of a corporation. And so, Barry the Usurper and the boys, and Jorge Bush before them, are trying to shirk their responsibility as agents for the principal and throw that liability of all of this debt on you and I, depriving us of the fruit of our labor, our mental and our intellectual, our physical exchanges one with another, depriving us of the fruit of our labor, redistributing our wealth across, you know, among nations and between, you know, nations. A de facto corporation. A problem similar to that of the de facto corporation arises when a suit is brought to hold the shareholders personally liable for an obligation of a corporation. Such suits attempt to pierce the corporate veil and ask the court to look behind the corporate entity and take action as though no entity separate from the members existed. Maybe we need to put the shoe on the other foot. Maybe we need to pierce the veil. Maybe we need to go in and look at some of these agents, the elected officials and the third parties, all these agencies. Maybe we need to pierce that veil, put the shoe on the other foot, and hold them to account and hold them liable for the depredations, the outright theft and stealing, the destruction of this great country of ours, stealing our birthright and leaving us paupers on the land that our, and I can say our inclusively there, my ancestors helped to conquer. And conquered it was by force of arms. And conquered we are by deception, by trickery, by diet, by injunctions, by propaganda. We've been overthrown, a coup d'etat. Well, that's enough for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000.
Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.